ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد مهد الولد والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد مهد وعليه الفاتحة. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا آمين وصحابي وبارك وسلم. أما
For a student, the most important thing, necessary thing, the most important thing, essential, and the most beloved thing is this: that at that time when he gives the exam, and after giving the exam, after sitting the exam, when the result comes, and in the result he is informed that you have passed with a good score and you have succeeded, that's it. Then that student, he attains his objective, he gets to the destination, everybody congratulates him, everybody praises him, people give out sweets and mitai, that this individual, he has succeeded. And he worked hard the whole year, he tried hard, he made effort, and he's got the fruits of his efforts, and he has passed his exams. Now, we all are also students. We are also students. Some 80-year-old person is a student, 90-years-old person is a student, 100-years-old person was also a student. We are the students with regards to the akhirah, the hereafter. We also are passing through examinations, and we are preparing for the exam. And one day will come that we also will have to hear the result. Remember this point. We'll have to hear the result. That when you work hard, or if you don't work hard, we are students. Regardless. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So the Quran informs us, Allah has given the message in the Quran, that you are, your life that has been given to you, and life and death that has been given to you, that in the life in this dunya, in this life in this world, is telling you that you have one objective only. One objective, and that is to arrive to the exam. And the best person will be that person who will attain the result of the exam and passes the exam, and he will succeed. Allah Ta'ala said, isn't it? So now for us, success, all of our success with regards to akhirah, hereafter, that's our aim, that's our objective, mission. We definitely should keep our objective in front of us in the dunya, the taste of the world, the neglects of the world, the laziness, the busyness of the world. And they, all of these things, they make an individual forget this objective in his heart. And so keep reminding yourself of this, that there are two things will come in front of us. Just like there was a student and he passed and everybody congratulated him. And there was another student who failed, and everybody said, oh, bad things about him, negative. In the same way in the akhirah, there will be an exam. Allah Ta'ala, may He make us all succeed. And then congratulations will be given, and there will be sweets distributed, and there won't be ambala sweets. There will be the sweets of Jannah. the sweets of Jannah, the barfi of Jannah, the gulab jamans of paradise, mashallah. And the people giving congratulations won't be the people here to the left and right in the world. There'll be malaika and angels being given congratulations. Mubashir, Mubarak, they'll say, good news, glad tidings, you are successful today. You were sent for this exam and you have attained falah. And what do we call this? Falah. He's attained falah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So now these points, this isn't just verbal discussion. This is a reality. This is a reality. Oh, I've just heard it and I've attained a falah. You don't succeed like that verbally. Straightforward points Allah Ta'ala has told us. Clear. Very quickly, when your life will end and the exam time will come, the result time will come, everybody will get a different time. So you have to see that, did you pass or fail at that time of the examination? And passing or failing will be based on that exam paper that you were given in the dunya. Say subhanallah, the exam paper in the dunya, in this world. And did you prepare? If you prepare and work hard. If you don't, then there will be a negative result. If you prepare, work hard, then subhanallah. So wherever a person passes, what happens? Happiness. Come on, come on, I've got a good job. I've got a good job. I'll attain good employment. That's why everybody does degrees, isn't it? Studying so I can get a job. Occupation, employment, and he's very happy. I've passed with good numbers, and I passed with sort of medium score. What will happen there? When you will pass, then you won't get a job. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. There, we don't know what we're going to be given. Allah Ta'ala says that they'll give you that reward that your eyes could not see, that you could not imagine in your minds. What is that reward? You could not even imagine what is that reward, Allah says. Yes, that you just worry about a job and employment. There, alhamdulillah, such palaces, mansions. There, here you have to work and get tired after passing. That's the success here, isn't it? You start working and, oh, let me start working now. And there, what will happen in the hereafter? Subhanallah. There, Allah Ta'ala will say that these people are tired in the dunya. They worked hard. They made effort. Now give them ease. There's no hardship there. Relax, Allah Ta'ala will say, relax. Take it easy. Just a few days to go, my friends. And the more success you attain there in the hereafter, then on that basis, you'll get more reward there. So it's in our hands, the situation. And it's an open playing field we've got. Either get a first class in success, or get second class in success, or get third class in success, third grade, or get the lowest grade, just passed. And according to that, that's the reward you get in the hereafter. Highest reward you want to get, try to get the first class pass. First grade result. I want to get first class. And there will be a high level of success there. Good things you will acquire. So do you want this, my brothers? Success? Or you don't want success? Huh? So how will you get success? Through what will we get success? Look at this point. What is it that will give us success? How? Amal? Actions? Amal? Deeds? What's left in the deeds? There's fasting, hajj, zakat, and sadaqat, charity, recitation, all of these things. Will we get success through these? No. These amal will be there. But ahsanu. Ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah says, good salah. Excellent recitation. Excellent umrahs. Very good hajj. Not just a normal hajj. Not just hajj and umrah. Not just salah. Listen carefully. The Quran is saying this. Ayyukum ahsanu amala. No amal, Allah says. What does Allah say? Ahsanu amala. Not amal deeds. I've prayed salah, I've kept the fast, I've given zakat, I've done hajj, I've given sadaqah. No. Allah says, is it good or not? Good deeds. Excellent deeds. Ahsanu amala. Do you understand? Yes. So don't just salah empty on its own. Will not be useful. And this dhikr, normal dhikr, all the other muamalat actions, this will not give success. Success is not based on those things. Has to be good level. Good level. Yes, so one point we've understood now. So it's not just salah, we need a very good salah. If we want to attain success. Oh, I pray salah, and I've done 10 hajj, I've done umrah as well, and I do these actions as well. That's fine, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. May Allah give you tawfiq to practice. Allah give you tawfiq to recite. Allah give you tawfiq to do hajj. But what is the situation? What we need to see is, are these deeds good, ahsanu amala, or not? That's why Allah said, hasn't just said that you will get success on just action. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Allah hasn't just said you'll get success based on normal actions. And success will be given on what? That when Allah Ta'ala is speaking, Allah says that you have to prepare for the actions that Allah Ta'ala is seeking. Say subhanallah. What Allah Ta'ala is prescribing, Allah's karam and grace and mercy and blessings and favor on us, that He's given us a clue about what is success. He's given us a clue. Don't just think I've prayed salah and I'm successful. Don't just think I've read Quran, I'm successful. I've done hajj and I'm successful. I'll pass the test. No. Allah Ta'ala has given a clue to us that what are you preparing for? Revise the way I'm telling you so that your amal can become ahsanu amala. So your salah can be ahsan. So your hajj and talawat can become very good. Allah has given us a clue for that. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll tell you, I'll inform you how easy Allah Ta'ala has made it for us. That Allah Ta'ala has given to us the key to success. That if you do this, then your salah will be great. Your hajj will be very good. Everything of yours will become good. And ahsanu amala, your deeds will become ahsanu. And that is the real success. And that's where you'll get success. And what is that? Do you know what that is? Then, how can you prepare if we don't know what is the way to the good deeds? Yes? Oh, I don't know, we're saying. That how will I get success and what will make my deeds good? We just think one thing, isn't it? Isn't it? So then, success, my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has explained to us. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Say subhanallah. Who is saying this? Allah Ta'ala is saying this. That your success is based on what? Falah. Your falah is based on what? On purity. زَكَّاهَا. On cleanliness. Cleansing. The more you are clean and pure, the more successful you will be. This is ahsanu amala. Is this not the case? So Allah Ta'ala has explained this to us, that your success in reality is based on what? Purity. Purification. When you purify yourself, clean yourself, when you're clean and pure, then your salah will become pure. Then all your amal, your deeds will become pure. Your actions will become pure. Everything. Your deeds depend on what? The how pure are you? How clean and pure are you? And you say, no, I'm shining, I'm sparkling, I'm clean. Every Jummah I have a bath. MashaAllah. You probably had a bath just now before you come. We don't just have a bath. I apply perfume, fragrance, I iron my clothes, and I'm very clean and pure. And sparkling, whenever dirt comes on me, I do take a ghusl, a bath, I have a shower, I've got showers built in my home. We do this, don't we? When a bit of sweat comes, then I have a bath again. So we're very clean and pure. So we've done that, we'll say. What is it that has made you pure? What have you purified when you take a bath and have a shower? What have you cleaned? Your body, physically. But what is the body related to? To this dunya, the world. So if you've cleaned your body and purified your body, then the body will give you worldly benefit. Perfume, nice clothes, and you look clean apparently outwardly. So your body will be sealed when you pass away. So Allah Ta'ala, then what has He given you extra that the body is dependent on? What is that? The ruh, the soul. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. It's the ruh, the soul. By having a bath, yes, your amal will not be clean, will they? No. Yes, by having a bath, you know, the dirt, you get rid of the dirt, the impurities go, everything will go, isn't it? The impurities, the dirt physically on the body. So when you go in the grave, what difference will it make if you're clean physically, bodily? Yes, what's the real thing we have to look for? Is the ruh, the soul. Because the body will remain here and the ruh, the soul will travel further ahead in the hereafter. Say subhanallah. So, what is going to go further and take you to paradise, does that need cleaning or does the body need cleaning? Yes? So many people don't even look, the walis of Allah, they don't look towards their body and cleaning, whatever they get, they wear. For example, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, he said, that what is this effort you're into, the clean, the real thing that needs cleaning, yes. That, for example, if you don't clean the body, doesn't make much of a difference. Many darvish, they didn't get opportunity. They said that Abu Wudu is enough, and through that we get purity, physically, bodily. They don't get an opportunity of bath. We're not caring about that. That the real thing that needs to be cleaned, Allah has given us the ruh, the soul. Allah says, you run after your body visibly, but you can see. But Allah says, no, what is it that you need to clean and purify? The ruh, the soul, because the ruh gives the success. The body will remain behind here in the world. It will just go to the grave and the soil will consume the body, the flesh. But the ruh will give you success and assist you. And the body, for example, you have a bath and then you go into the grave and the soil will consume it, decay it. But the ruh is such a thing, the soul. It will keep on traveling to the hereafter, the ruh, the soul. And how can that remain dirty? And the thing that will continue to travel to the hereafter, that should be pure and clean. Rather, it should be more pure in the hereafter, because you have to meet the angels, you have to travel further afield, and the malaikal will descend, there will be hisab, the reckoning, accounts, and may Allah give us the tawfiq, maybe we'll do the ziyarah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter. So we have to prepare for that. So don't we have a desire, a passion for that? For those phases in the hereafter? So brothers, to fulfill that passion, that desire, then correct that and purify that thing that will assist us in the hereafter and the journey to come. What is that? That is, say loudly, the ruh, the soul, the inner soul inside us. So it's stated, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا أَفَلَا. The big meaning of fala, success. Allah has covered this. That within falah, Allah says your world will become good and your hereafter will become excellent as well. Through this work. Effort. So the dunya people, you know what they think when you say your world will become better? I'll get a house, I'll get good food, drink. This is the goodness of the world. This is, the Allah Ta'ala is not related to that. I'll get a shop, a business, or a car, or a cycle. This is not falah in the world. What is falah in the world? Success, that success in the world. You know, Allah will give you success in this world and thereafter. He's attained success. What is success in this world? The person who's preparing for his hereafter. The person who has given the tawfiq ability to do good deeds. So when an individual is cleaning himself, purification, he gets both things. In the world, he's making effort, working hard to accrue the deeds amal, and he's washing and purifying his ruh to earn the hereafter as well. So Allah's given him both in parallel. Through what? That when you remain pure and clean, you get both. So if you purify your ruh, then the world, you've got success. And in this world, when you are preparing for the hereafter, those people are very happy and tranquil and content and satisfied. They have sabr. They have perseverance, endurance. They have tawakkul, trust, and they hasten towards Allah. They're not afraid of anything. And they find Allah close to them, to be close to them. And always they turn to Allah. Focus on Allah. Pay attention to Allah. And big tests and exams, they surpass them. They pass them. They travel through them. Why? Because they are busy in the preparation for the hereafter. And this is the success of the world. We think success of the world is, oh, I'll purify my ruh, then I'll start getting houses and shops and businesses. This is not the case. You will get these things for sure. You'll get palaces. You'll get hoors. In the hereafter, you'll get these things. In the hereafter. So what is the order instruction Allah Ta'ala stated? That your success is based on just one thing. And what is that? Purity. Stay clean, pure, sparkling, shining. Just like your body. Your body, you want to remain clean and you like that, you've got a scent and fragrance. So definitely when you come to pray salah, apply a fragrance, wear a good imamah, nice clean clothes, and especially mashallah, white colored clothes, they sparkle and shine even in the dark. Even in the dark, why do they sparkle and shine? Because Allah's Nabi says, I like this color. And when he like this color, then the nur comes into this color. And libas, I'm telling you the correct information. Whatever the Prophet of Allah liked, and you start to practice that, then the nur will come into that practice, the light. And its color will be ajeeb, unique. And a person's eyes, they're pinched. Little bit of a, ask that person who suddenly sees a person in this libas, and I've experienced this, and you will have seen this as well. That so much people who don't believe, don't have faith, that they are impressed. And we are living in that country, amongst that environment. Suddenly they get a current injection, white imama, beautiful black beard, and a white kameez, white libas, and they're taken aback. Suddenly it affects them, impresses them. And this is not that we have worn these libas, but this near, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the color that is preferred by the Prophet. There's no other, it's not haram, you can wear other colors. It's not prohibited to wear other colors. It's not prohibited. But why not wear that color that gives nur the light. And the body we should cover with that, and also and the thawab, the road, cover your body and also get closer to Allah. Cover your body with the clothes and also get the reward of 100 shaheed. Tell me, do you want to wear your colors that you like? So whose color should you prefer and wear? That you should give up your color. And if the Prophet's preference, you put that at the top, then everything, every action of us will give us the 100 shaheed thawab. So it's the nafs that desires, oh, yeah, today, I'll do this today. Don't let it happen today. Maybe today is our final day. Then, say subhanallah. So brothers, that you have permission to do other things, you can. But the point here is, the thing that gives you benefit, continuous benefit, Allah's qurb nearness, and the Prophet is happy with you, and the love for the Prophet is increasing. Those actions that you are doing out of love for the Prophet, then your actions have nur in them. Light beyond light. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So it's our choice now after that. That's why these things have been explained. The Prophet liked this, he liked this color, he liked this attire, he liked these foods, and he liked this item. This is an option here for you. Options for you. And what do we do, Shaitan? What does he say to us? Oh, it's not necessary though, is it? It's not necessary, it's not fard, is it? And these words Shaitan makes us say from our mouths. I'll say it's a bigger than fard, I'll say. These actions are bigger than fard. They're beyond fard. Say this. So it's no forcing here. There's no forcing. Do what you want. Your choice. But Allah's Nabi said that I like this. It's your choice after that. Your choice after that. So what man will there be? What man is there? What lover is there that his beloved likes something and the ashik doesn't emulate the beloved? Say subhanallah. Say he will be a false lover then, that person. He's a false lover. That person, he will just talk loudly and shout and scream. But we need to dissect. What did Bukhari say? What did Shama'il Tirmidhi say? What did Rasulullah do? And those who wrote, they wrote them in the kitabs. But we don't even dare to spend some money and purchase that book and at least keep in the house. I'll say, even if you don't read it, if you have a sunnah kitab, just keep in your house and the angels will start to come to the house. That's my iman that says that. Yes, they'll start going around the house, wandering around the house. That there's a kitab of the Prophet and Sunnah. If he doesn't today, tomorrow he'll read it. If not, he, his children, his son will read it. His daughter, somebody will read it. At least he's got it at home. He says, that I don't know Urdu, then there's English translations in those kitabs. Someone says, I don't know English, then it's in another language. Say, subhanallah. But no. Why should we do these actions, we say? We don't need to do these. No, we'll do those actions. Why don't we eat this? Why don't we eat biscuits? Why don't we give this to children? This is our standard. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, Sunnah, whoever loves his Sunnah, he is successful beyond successful. That's it. That's our standard of life. One standard. Whatever Rasulullah said, I like this. And this is how I like to sleep. This is how I like to come into the house. This is how I like to sit down and drink. Before eating, I like to do this action. And you say, whatever Rasulullah you like, we also like. That's it, we like. But we sacrifice what we like for what Rasulullah likes. I want to do these things. But I sacrifice my desires and likes. Whatever Rasulullah you like, we will like that better. SubhanAllah. And we have yaqeen. We have yaqeen. That if we prefer that you like, then you have promised that in Jannah, I will take that person, said Rasulullah. Aha, what a great statement. Isn't this shaitan's deception? Though we never listen to shaitan's advices. So what is success hinging on, my friends? What did I say? Explain. Purity. Purification. This is the point, isn't it? Purity of what? Of the ruh, the soul, the inner soul. We have to clean our ruh. If there's dirt on the body and physical impurity that affects the body. So the ruh, what affects the ruh? What makes the soul dirty? How is it spoiled, the ruh, the soul? There are many things that make the ruh impure. Hasad, takabbur, and backbiting, and lying. And these are such maladies that when a person, look at the dirt of the ruh, that you put water on the body, you clean the body. But this is inside you, the ruh, the soul. What will be the condition? Someone's got hasad, envy, and jealousy, and gossip, angering, and greed, and dunya in the heart of a person. Then how clean will his salah be? Tell me. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, Allah says. Ahsanu amala. Is this good deed then, your salah? If you've got these impurities, ahsan amal will be at that time, you're praying salah, you don't have wudu. Then will that be a good salah? No. Condition is, for salah, you have to do physical wudu, so that you can start to pray salah. And if you want to make your salah accepted, then what should you do? Then purify your ruh, your soul, so that your salah travels up. Travels up. Yes, the bodily purity, after that we become capable that we can stand in Allah's court. But after purifying the ruh, your salah is capable that it can travel up to Allah. That's how necessary, essential is to purify the ruh. But look how much dirt there is inside the ruh. Lying, backbiting. Do you know that these sins that I'm telling you, these specific sins, they're not minor things. We say they're minor, it doesn't matter. We don't look at the punishments of them. Backbiting, for example. What a big punishment for backbiting. Tell me, in the Quran, Allah has explained that just like you are consuming the flesh of your real brother when you're backbiting, you are consuming the flesh, you have cut his flesh and consuming it, eating the flesh of the real brother. Can anyone do that here in the world? Can you do that? He can. The person who backbites is doing that. 100% he's doing that. Man and woman. Men and women. This is one sin I'm talking about. One sin. And our situation, every second, shaitani actions. Until we don't talk about next person, we don't feel sleepy and go to bed. Until we don't say something negative about another person, we don't enjoy our chat. Our majlis is established on that. Our meetings are based on that. Our meetings. Our discussions. Yeah, we decorate our discussions and with the enjoyment of backbiting. What happens is that when a person, whatever sin he commits and the punishment is explained, then inside that human being, that quality is embedded. And these animals, the animals, for example, that they eat dead flesh and they give to the children, they chew this. The animals chew this, isn't it? So in that human being who does backbiting, then he has those qualities and attributes as well. Within, he becomes like an animal, wild. Wild, remember, he's wild, that individual. And wild attributes, and he says ajeeb, weird things after backbiting. He starts fighting with people, he kills people, he quarrels with people, he argues with, he's an animal. And he's got that quality within him whilst he's backbiting. Yes, the person who lies whilst he's lying. So what's the quality that's embedded with him whilst he's lying? Then he becomes so untrustful, he's not trustful, that he doesn't even trust himself. The person who lies always, you will never be able to trust that person. Because he lies to other people, yes, and he breaks the promise, and he lies, then the qualities within him, that he becomes the mound of unreliability. He doesn't know what I'm saying. Is it correct? Is it reliable? He doesn't even trust what he's saying himself. So he doesn't even have trust on himself, what he's saying. Belief in himself. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala, that's why he said that all of your success is based on the success of your ruh, your soul. That when you purify your ruh, when you give the bath to your ruh, just like you give the bath to your body and the impurities are removed, that when you give the bath to your ruh, then your backbiting will be removed, your lying will be eradicated, your hasad will be eradicated, your takabur will disappear, and your kina will disappear, gossip mongering, and all the other internal maladies will disappear. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So how easy Allah has given you the ability to give your ruh the bath, the ghusl. You understand what I'm saying? The ghusl. So how important it is to give the ghusl to the ruh. How essential it is to purify and keep the ruh clean. We don't pay attention to this ever, this fact. Day and night we commit such sins that we ourselves have become that. Wild. I told you, isn't it? By backbiting, a person becomes an animal, a wild animal who consumes the flesh of the dead flesh. So the person who backbites, totally he has those habits inside him. And those qualities are within that person. It becomes like that, the person. So the great walis of Allah, I am sharing with you their statements today. Don't think this is just normal jackanory, these words I've made up. No, always, inshallah, I'll speak to authentic statements from our pious predecessors. Always request you, it's not my habit to give you references. But great, great walis of Allah, their points and discussions and statements I'm sharing with you, they've guaranteed. Because they saw, they've experienced, they simply give you guarantee that person becomes an animal after backbiting. 100% those qualities and attributes with him, that he, just like the animal eats haram, dead flesh. Allah Ta'ala said the same. That you are consuming the flesh of the deceased, and the animal consumes the flesh of the deceased. How do we save ourselves from these sins? How? What should we do to save ourselves? Tell me, how should we save ourselves? We don't know. Allah Ta'ala says, wash yourself, purify, clean your ruh. Wash. That, how do you purify your body? When you're dirty, you wash the body, isn't it? You wash the body. What happens after you wash the body? It becomes pure, clean the body. So when you clean the ruh, then won't you be pure? Won't you be cleansed? Very straightforward point. So to clean the body, you remove the dirt. And by washing the ruh, backbiting will be removed. Subhanallah. Riya will go. Showing off pretense will go. Pride will go. Lying will be eradicated. And fake pretense will be, I'm this and I'm that and I'm a show off and I'm a big head. Such a big sin, being big headed and haughtiness. Yes, all the actions he's doing, he's not doing for Allah, he's doing for the dunya. He's doing it for the sake of the dunya. I am this, I do great recitation and all people, I want them to praise me, look at me and think I'm a big shot. And such a light sin we think, isn't it? It's so like, I'm going to speak today, give a speech, and I'm sad, just like I'm sat here now. If I'm thinking this, then I'm going to give a bayan and a speech, and it should be a good speech, so people like it, and I want to say such words from my mouth, so let me prepare properly, professionally, I don't want to say wrong, this and that. What's that? This is not for the sake of Allah. Who's this for? For the dunya, for the peoples. For the people. So might look like a minor to us. The more Allah has given us tawfiq to do good deeds. But this disease comes into actions because we're not paying attention to our ruh, the soul. And this disease comes from within. It's not lilayat in the action. It's not for the sake of Allah. And these are probably such. That's what Allah Ta'ala said. That وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Yes, dirty ruh, it spoils the good deeds. Our salah and our amal, our actions and our good actions, what happens due to the dirty ruh? There's backbiting mix, there's lying mix, there's riya, there's pride, there's takabbur, there's jealousy, there's hasad, there's envy. But we hide these things, we suppress them, we crush them inside. There's such a big deception, we hide these internal sins. That's why the walis of Allah, they call out these things. That's why they announce that for the sake of Allah, correct yourself. Tomorrow death will come. How will you be presented in the court of Allah? How will you stand in the court of Allah? So will we try? Inshallah. Will we do ghusl of the ruh? Give the ruh the ghusl? Will you do it or not? Tell me. Then what water should you use? The tap water? Zamzam water? Zamzam water. You can get the tin, the barrel. It will not purify the ruh. It will not purify the ruh. It will wash your body, but it won't wash your ruh. Zamzam. Because there's no water physically. But the water is not the present that can clean your ruh. Kullu shayin saqilatan saqilatan qalb bi dhikrillah. Dhikrillah. Dhikrullah. Say subhanallah. So if you don't understand this point, my beloveds, Allah Ta'ala says, oh my beloved servants, don't worry. There is a water I have given for the cleaning of the ruh. There is water, cleaning agent, and there's no other agent that can clean. Takabbur won't be washed, and pretense won't go, and ghibat won't go. All of your amal are dirty, impure. If you want to correct your deeds, then you need to purify your ruh, your soul. You need to give your ruh a bath, and only one thing can bathe the ruh. What is that? Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Dhikrullah is such a thing. Say subhanallah. Dhikrullah. When a person does dhikr, then the body doesn't get benefit. What gets benefit? The ruh gets the benefit. The soul gets the benefit. The ruh starts to celebrate. Riya is removed and takabbur and sins are removed and this sin's removed and that sin's removed from the ruh. So that's why we do dhikr. And Allah Ta'ala said, for this, that such a necessary ghusl it is, a bath. What does Allah say? Bukratan wa asila. Essential. That normally you have a bath maybe in the evening, or okay, yeah, in the morning I'll have a bath, or sometimes you have a bath, sometimes you don't. But the ruh Allah says every day in the morning and the evening you have to give the ghusl, the bath to the ruh, the soul. The Quran is prescribing this. What else is the Quran prescribed us? Tomorrow you can't complain to Allah and say, Allah, I prayed salah and I did this and that. Allah say, run away, go to Jahannam, this person, this namazi. Yes. It's too many namazis. If it was namazi, we would have gone to wali Allah and learn the dhikr of Allah. And then you had no fear, Allah says at that time. You didn't want to learn. You didn't even go towards a wali Allah, look for him, sit with him, ask for the sake of Allah, save me please, my ruh is dirty. Inside me there's takabbur and riya and showing off, pretense. Yes, and that within a second you'll understand your salah, your hajj, your recitation of the Quran. Within a second, look at my sheet, fill it in. Look at the sheet. Not one sin comes out. No one says it's a reality. When you follow this, people lie this as well, and they hide things, and they don't know how stupid they are. They're giving loss to themselves. The right, the honest truth, my friends, such a great deed Allah has given to this Jamaat of Tazkiyah, there's no comparison that you can get. So fortunate are those men and women, those sisters and brothers who are stuck to this and adhering to the system of Tazkiyah, the sheets. What a great system. Your salah is being explained to you, the recitation of the Quran, and your dhikrullah program, and the tariqah of how to do your dhikr, and then on top of that, your sins, that you are doing these sins, understand, get the sin out of your life. And then that person, he's eradicating, removing his sins, then the guarantee is coming. Sai Mashkur, Allah says, that if any person, according to my prescription and guidance, is following that path, even if he's not succeeded, but Allah says, I will record him and include him amongst the successful people. Seal, sign. That's that Tazkiyah Shi system. Allah says, okay, he started. He's enrolled. Sins aren't removed, no problem, but he's following the system. And he's filling in the Tazkiyah sheets and he's submitting after 40 days. Even if he's not removing the sins, don't worry about it. Keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Two things you will attain, subhanAllah. One is the du'as of your shaykh, and Allah's rahmah and mercy will come to you. And happy the angels will be that this man, he's trying hard, he's a student, he's weak, he's stuck in the world, and he's in a bad environment, and he goes into bad actions, his job is not correct, and there's sins all around him, and then to the job he goes like this, and he's come to such a state, an environment, he's not at the Kaaba, he's not in Madinatul Munawwara, he's sat in a place, an environment, apart from when you go out, just naked women, go out, just these women, go there, go to the shop to buy bread, and thousands of naked things in front of him, but maybe he sacrificed after that, he comes back, and with the barakah of his shaykh, he sits down, he fills in his sheet, then he writes, he puts a cross, he starts to cry. Then another cross has come, subhanAllah. Allah says, go, go, keep on working hard, I've forgiven you. Yes, so we say, we don't need to do this, I have no need for this, we don't even know what is tazkiyah. Look at takabbur, pride, the kibra inside us. Look at our kibra, pride. Look at our fussiness. Yes, because we have such pride in our salah. We have such a pride on our deeds. Yes, we have such pride on the du'as we make. I've done this, I do worship, I do deeds. Allah says, oh, ayyakum ahsanu amala. These ahsan deeds? Oh, don't you lie ever? Don't your eyes go astray? Doesn't your tongue say something wrong? Haven't you consumed somebody's maal? Well, no, 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 I haven't done anything wrong, he'll say. I don't know. Then at least put the glasses on of the tazkiyah sheets and you will learn with the fadl of Allah that what is going wrong. Say subhanAllah. Subhanallah. Every resource Allah has given to us to get guidance. That's why here the tazkiyah sheets have been made in this locality in Manchester. Yes, that soon as with the environment is becoming more polluted and dirty and impure, then Allah Ta'ala to control that environment, Allah Ta'ala gives kashf in the heart of the shaykh and he improves the system. He transforms the system to give the benefit to the makhluk, to take them out of the sin. But our kibra is so much, our riya is so much, that we consider ourselves to be guaranteed as pure and past. And we don't think we're impure. We think that Jibreel alayhi salam is behind us. We think our prostration is so great that Jibreel is looking from behind us. Oh, he's got a beautiful prostration. We think we're so pious and clean that Rabia Basri is probably looking from above thinking, oh, I was nothing, that this woman, sister, she is the real Rabia Basri. Yes, that she's got the great purity inside and her soul. Look inside. That they say to themselves, I am spiritually, I'm have attained, I'm pious, I've got to the high level. And men folks say these things. I'm pious. This is the deception of the dunya. Just be quiet. Stay quiet, consider yourself the most impure and dirty person and work hard. And say, Allah, purify me and make me good. Allah, my salah is impure. That if inside you, you're not pure, then how will your salah become pure? How will your sajda become pure? That does an impure thing get accepted? Allah himself has said, clearly, أَيَّكُمْ أَحْسَنُوا عَمَلًا. Allah says, don't come to me with just normal deeds, minor deeds. Allah says, that make your salah free from riya, free from backbiting, free from lying, salah. And all of these things should be, you should be pure from the dirt. So give ghusl to your ruh. How? Through the dhikr of Allah, with the dhikr of Allah. Fi qulubihim marada fazadahumullahu marada. Allah says in the Quran. That those qulub, the hearts, what they're filled with? They're filled with marad, marada. And if you don't control this, And if you don't give your ruh a wash, then they will continue to greed. So there will be lying, then there will be more, then there will be shirk, then there will be sin and kufr. They will continue to increase and increase and increase. Who is saying this? Who is saying this? The Quran is saying this. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. We say, no, there's no dirt inside me. I'm fine. How can there not be? That you haven't taken a bath and you say, I'm not dirty, my body is totally pure. Ask he who's sitting next to you, the poor soul. He will keep going behind you, going further from him because he hasn't had a bath for 2 weeks. He's got the bad smells coming from inside him and he spoils the other person's salah as well. From his socks there's dirty smell coming out. From his body there's dirty smell coming out. And he thinks he's got scent. And the same way the ruh, the person who's dirty inside his soul, then the angels run away from that person. The angels don't come near to that person whose ruh is dirty. He's backbiting, the stench of backbiting, the stench of lying, astaghfirullah. The impure things inside him, embedded inside him, the bad thoughts, and his words are dirty and impure. His thoughts are dirty and evil. His thinking is dirty and impure. He says, isn't it a bath? Allah says, the bukratun wasila, have a bath in the morning and have a bath in the evening. Do dhikr in the evening, do dhikr in the morning. Do dhikr in the morning, do dhikr in the evening. Both times. Will you do this? Inshallah. Allah says, fine. Don't worry. Those people make niyyah for an action, then Allah says, I'll make the hammam, I'll make the place, the public baths, you could say in Urdu, the hammam, that place where you go to have a bath, a ghusl. That's called the halaka dhikr, where the ghusl takes place, the gathering of dhikr. Is there no ghusl taking place in the morning? Thousands of sins are removed when the people get up and depart from the gathering. In the evening you do dhikr, then the sins are removed again. Bukratan wa asila. Remember this, the Quran's announcement I am sharing with you is not a speech. If you want success in the hereafter, then do amal, practice, and make your ahsanu amala, then make your ruh, soul clean and pure via the dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. What a beautiful hadith I'm sharing with you here. Look at this. Straightforward hadith. Short hadith. That Allah's dhikr, through the dhikr of Allah, your qalb will attain shifa. Cure. Fi qulubihim marada. Your qulub are drowning in the diseases. The hadith says, when you do dhikr of Allah, then your hearts will get shifa, purity. Purity. And dhikr of Allah will remove every dirt and impurity. This backbiting, the anger, riya, showing off, and jealousy, greed of the dunya. Cleaned away. What will clean them? The hadith explained to us clearly the shifa, cure for all the diseases of the heart, and in within which action? Say loudly, dhikrullah. And those who are doing dhikr, should they be grateful or not? Tell me. How Allah has given us guidance and how we leave all this. We, the takabbur is gone, riya is gone, and we sit down, we say, yes, let's accept the shaykh, his teacher. We sit with them and do dhikr, and we'll get the destination through his guidance. Do you worship me? Do you come to worship me? No, it's teacher. It's a class of the teacher. It's a classroom. This is a Darul Ulum. What Darul Ulum is this? Subhanallah. Which Darul Ulum is this that we are here, this majlis, with the teacher? This is the Darul Ulum of Batini Safai, cleaning the Batin, Tazkiya. Here we also teach kitabs. This. Here Bukhari is also taught. This is Bukhari I'm teaching. What else am I teaching you? Yes, one is Bukhari physically reading. One is Batini spiritually reading Bukhari. This is the spiritual reading of Bukhari Sharif. Say Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says your batin needs to be purified, and to see the reality of the batin, understand from the teachers. My brothers, dhikrullah, don't consider it's a minor action. It's your choice. Do it if you want to leave it. It's very, very, very important. Do it. Do it. Compulsory subject, dhikrullah. Because dhikrullah is our everything. No, zikr, only those people need to do it. We don't need to do it. Those people can do it. That group can do it. We don't need to. Astaghfirullah. Oh man, what are you saying? Today, if we understand as human beings, those who don't do zikr, which zikr? The zikr of the heart. Because you have to give ghusl to what? Of the heart. So learn the zikr of the heart. Yes, one, not the tasbih zikr. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, one, not this. Learn zikr of the heart. Purify the heart. If you're not purifying the heart, then why would Allah give dhikr of the heart? Allah say, do it from your tongue. Allah says, no, do dhikr of the heart internal. Why? Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. Was Allah said, oh people of Iman, dhikran kathira. Dhikran kathira. And Allah says after that, bukratan wa asila. that you need to, O people of Iman, Allah says first, kafir, do dhikr of the heart. Then Allah says, then do it morning and evening. Twice a day. Allah says, first what dhikr do? Dhikrun kathira. Allah says, do tasbih. So what else do we understand? Do you understand my words today? Tell me, honestly, have these words penetrated your heart? Yes. Is this honest truth? Yes. Then immediately go and remove your takabbur and say to the teacher, teach me dhikrullah. That's it. Is there any mujahid who wants to work hard and ask for this? That I've understood your words, Quran, hadith, please teach me dhikr, so I can also morning and evening, and clean my ruh and my heart, so that inside the disease are removed, and so I can also be included amongst those who do ahsan wa amal. This is the objective of doing dhikr, reason for doing dhikr. That's why we do dhikrullah. That's why dhikr is enabled us to do. That's why Allah has ordered us, instructed us to do dhikr. Allah says, you can't be purified, you can't be clean, you won't be capable of cleaning yourself and coming to me, to my court and thereafter, until you don't do dhikr and clean and purify yourself. SubhanAllah, look how we are busy in the dunya. Millions of people who don't understand this point. Allahu Akbar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, ala sayyidina al-Mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, ala nabiyyi al-Rasul, al-Hakim, wa zuriyatihi, wa ahlabatihi, kama salli ala al-Rahim, wa inna kulli, salli ala taslima, wa inna kulli, 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 wa اللهم اغفر ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسررت وما تعلمت أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وسمعتك يا الله أمر بالحكم وأفرما يا الله تمر بالحكم وأفرما يا الله أمر بالحكم وأفرما يا الله أمسك بخشيش فرما اللهم على المسلمين بخشيش فرما يا الله جن وجن جن بيمارون أبن شفاء لي دعاء لي كأني شفا کامل عالم نصیب فرما مصیبت زدوں کو مصیبتوں کو دور فرما پریشان حالوں کو پریشانی کو دور فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو سکون نصیب فرما اطمینان نصیب فرما اچھی عبادتیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ اچھی عبادتیں نصیب فرما ایسی عبادتیں جنہوں کے دربار میں قبول ہو جائیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں دین کی محنت نصیب فرما دین پہ محنت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله